Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Firstly, I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, and a big hello to everyone that's listening right now. It is an honor to be here in Bradford today, and the schedule that Raj has put together for me to meet, you know, all my fans here and to meet all the businesses and to meet yourselves. I'm having the best day, actually. I was just saying to Hashim, who's following us today on film, like, it's so inspiring to come and meet people that have done some incredible things with business, and also to meet the fans, because as an artist, like, I'm nothing without listeners and fans that appreciate and love the music. So it's great to be here, and thank you for having me.
Amazing. And once again, a very official welcome to you in Sunrise Radio from my side as well. Before anything else, I just want to tell you that I'm so excited about Voice of Legends, because I've seen so many videos, and just want to ask you, like, how did you come up with, I mean, what was the main idea coming for Voice of Legends?
So Abhi, this is literally a dream project for me. Like, it's a real passion project.
Right.
I for many years have wanted to perform my own concert. Okay. You know, I've been doing lots of shows where I will make a special appearance at a dinner and dance, or a performance at a Mila, or at some wedding exhibition, but, you know, this is 3 hours of high octane entertainment with my live band.
Wow.
With Sharmak Dhawra's dance team.
Yes, I can
with
see.
A female singer, Ambika Joyce. So the concept basically came from me wanting to take people on a journey and show them the legends that gave me my voice. That's why I call it Voice of Legends.
Voice of Legends.
I'm not saying, look at me, I'm the Voice of Legends. It's not an arrogant statement. It's a very humble tribute to the legends that inspired me to sing and gave me my voice. And these are the greatest singers in the world.
Right.
And they have the greatest songs in the world. So the likes of Muhammad Rafi Saab, Kishore Kumar Ji,
yes,
Mukesh Ji, Lata Mangeshkar Ji, you know, and many, many more. So it's an evening filled with nostalgia, but also as a young artist to be able to come and present these songs whilst retaining the original soul, but in a contemporary way for the audience. So I'm so excited, and I think for anyone that loves this era of music, the golden era, as they call it, this is a night, honestly, that you really won't forget.
Right. Continue करने से पहले मैं आपको बताना चाहूँगा कि नवीन कुंद्रा यहाँ पे live performance करेंगे, so पहले ही मैं आपको promise करूँगा, है कि नहीं? Yeah, isn't it? Navin, I just want to say कि I haven't started following your work until last year.
Okay.
When I saw you performing for the Winter Ball in Regency Hall,
yes,
and it was an amazing. It was so amazing,
and I
loved your voice. You know, this talent you got of having different singing different kind of songs, mm-hmm, and different kind of music. How do you crack it?
I think that's just a byproduct of being British Asian, being born here and growing up listening to Bollywood music or Indian classical music or Qawwali music, and then at the same time flipping over to Radio 1 and listening to the latest pop hits or R&B music or soul music. And, you know, I remember when I first started singing, people in the industry would say, well, pick one and choose one genre, so then you can dominate that genre, and people know what kind of artist you are.
Yeah.
People know you're an R&B artist, or you're a Bollywood artist, or you're a Bhangra artist, or whatever. And for me, I don't know, I love it all. I enjoy it all. I love singing in Hindi and Punjabi and English and Spanish and Arabic and and I think, you know, I think there's a lot of people actually that grow up here, live here, they listen to both kinds of music. So they really identify with, one minute I could be singing Mere Rush Ke Kamar and the next minute be singing Shape of You by Ed Sheeran or Despacito.
Yeah.
And the same person in the audience knows both songs, so but they would never get to see one artist perform both songs. So I think it's actually kind of worked to my benefit. And if people don't know both songs, at least I can give something for everyone, and that's what I aim to do. You know, my thing is come to my show, relax, get away from all the stresses of life. You know, it's hard work.
Yeah.
People are out there like working or studying. I know how difficult it is. So you deserve a night off. You deserve to come out and just enjoy yourself. And creating entertainment experiences, like that's literally what I have dedicated my life to.
Well, I actually love that song. That song got into my head. And adding to that, you actually look like him. You actually look like Luis Fonsi. So Naveen Kundra khud hamare saath hain aur unki awaaz mein ye wala beautiful song aapke liye main dedicate karna chahta hain sare hamare listeners ke liye. Welcome back after this beautiful song. तू मेरी बंदगी भाई नवीन कुंद्रा और खुद हमारे साथ सामने बैठे हैं और एंड ही इज ऑल सेट टू प्ले अ लाइव सॉन्ग फॉर अस. पता है मुझे कैसे पता चला, जब वो नीचे आए थे एंड आई वाज डूइंग अ शो आई कुड हियर यू फ्रॉम डाउनस्टेयर्स एज वेल, यू नो दैट. सो नवीन कुंद्रा की आवाज में लाइव आप हमें
सॉन्ग व्हिच आई रोट अ फ्यू इयर्स अगो,
राइट,
एंड यू गाइस शोड इट सो मच लव एंड सपोर्ट, यू मेड इट नंबर वन इन द चार्ट्स फॉर लाइक not just one or two or three weeks, but for 12 weeks
Amazing.
Straight. And I will be performing this on the night, on the 21st of September, at Voice of Legends Live in Concert.
Excitable.
I'll give you a little taste.
Right, there you go.
Right now.
Sari raatein में तू है, मेरी तन मन में तू है, तेरे लिए आसमान।
Amazing, just loved it. You know, my job is to talk over here, but right now I'm speechless, and at the same time I'm starstruck as well.
Thank you.
Amazing song, live. एक बार फिर नवीन कुंद्रा Voice of Legends में इस गाने को भी perform करेंगे on the 21st of September. Regency Hall of Bradford में. Well, पहले हम एक ब्रेक लेते हैं एंड विल बी राइट बैक विद नवीन कुंद्रा. Welcome back after this beautiful song. Just loved it. Navin Kundra ki awaaz, man. In fact, he's grooving to the song right now.
It's amazing.
नवीन कुंद्रा है हमारे साथ, एंजॉय कर रहे हैं. मैं भी काफी सारा एंजॉय कर रहा हूँ. सो बिफोर द ब्रेक यू सेंग अ लाइव सॉन्ग, जस्ट इट वॉज सो इजी फॉर यू व्हेन यू वर प्लेइंग, इट वॉज सो इजी फॉर यू, यू नो, इट्स लाइक अ पीस ऑफ केक.
दैट्स डोंट मेंशन एनी मोर फूड. यू नो, सिंस आई बीन हियर वी बीन टू लाइक थ्री रेस्टोरेंट्स एंड वी दे've ऑल ऑफर्ड अस फूड, सो
राइट,
आई एम एब्सोल्युटली स्टफ्ड. It was not a piece of cake. but you know what it is, Abhi? Because I write these songs and compose them, and this song was produced by Mushtaq, and like they come from a genuine feeling inside, right?
Right.
So when I perform them, I'm just expressing that feeling.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking too technically about how it's being sung or anything like that. It just comes out and comes straight from the heart. So maybe that's why it looks like a piece of cake, but it's really not.
Yeah. It's about experience as well, isn't
that's
it?
It. That's it.
So just want to ask you, how was it? How easy or how tough was it into the music business?
I think when you start anything, it takes a lot of effort. But what really saw me through is sees me through today is having a big passion for music. So I realized very young that I wanted to become a singer. My father actually bought me my first keyboard when I was like, yeah, 4 or 5 years old, and I used to play it. And then,
and I know that you were starting, you danced to Michael Jackson's track when you were 3 years
That's
old.
That's right. How do you know that?
Well, I do my research.
You do. Yeah. It's, I don't even remember those days, but my parents always tell me when he would come on screen, I'd get up in front of the TV screen and, you know, my dad taught me to play, and then he said one day, why don't you try singing?
Yeah.
So I sang and I really enjoyed it, and everyone else was listening. They were like, you're really good. You have a natural gift of, you know, being able to sing in key and everything. So then I started entering talent competitions.
Yes.
So my first, like, I was doing like karaoke nights and open mic nights, and some places I remember there was a bar in Coventry.
Yeah.
I was too young to even go into that bar, but I spoke to my father spoke to one of the bouncers and said, look, there's a talent competition going on, please let him in, he's really good. I went in and I sang and I got through to the finals, and it was amazing. Like, but I was like underage at the time. So from there I entered more talent competitions. I then appeared on Sarigama, where I represented the UK in the World Series.
Yeah.
That was filmed on my 19th birthday.
Wow.
And there I was judged by the likes of, you know, Ghulam Ali Ji, Ustad Zakir Hussain Saab, Jagjeet Singh Ji, and singing alongside Shan. It was such an amazing experience. And then I came back and I won another competition with the BBC. And then I thought, okay, I've done all these talent competitions, I've won all these prizes. Like,
yeah,
everything's going to start.
Tell us about the BBC Doctors. How was it?
Oh, BBC Doctors. That came a lot later. That came. I mean, I filmed that 2 years ago. That just came about because they wanted to do, they had this idea to do a Bollywood item,
right,
in their soap. Now, this is how crazy it is. This is a mainstream TV daytime soap.
Yeah.
And they had my song Mehbooba fully. Yeah. The full song.
I've seen the video on YouTube and it's amazing.
It's great. Like, I was like, how would you even do that? And this happened whilst I was in the middle of shooting for a movie.
Yeah.
A Bollywood film, which actually just turned into a web series.
Right.
And it's out now. It's on Eros now. It's called Operation Cobra.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. So if you get a chance, there's a platform called Eros now. It's like, it's like India's Netflix.
Right. I have a subscription to that.
Oh, do you? Yeah. So if you go and Google, if you go and type in Operation Cobra, you'll see a very different Navin Kundra.
Really?
I play a really interesting role.
Is it the one
actually
where Imran Hashmi is in it?
No, it's with Gautam Gulati.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So, that would be really interesting for you guys to check out. So I've been really fortunate to do lots of different things in my career, but, you know, it came at a time when I thought, I won all these competitions, now everything will start for me. And it didn't.
Right.
So then I thought, well, you know, the only way for me to get heard is to start writing my own songs and putting them out.
Yes.
And at that time we had MySpace.
Yes.
And then Facebook came up. And when I started posting videos on YouTube, I remember going around to all the radio stations and saying, will you play this song?
Right.
And unfortunately, the music industry is such that unless you're related or you know someone or you're connected in some way, it's very difficult to get in. So when all the radio stations rejected me and said, look, we're not playing this, you're not signed to a record label, we don't know who you are, I just started posting material online.
Right.
And then the fans, normal people that were at the public, started listening to the music.
Gee.
And they would call up radio stations and request it.
Yeah.
Can you play Tukre Tukre by Navin Kundra? Can you play Tere Liye by Navin Kundra? And they're like, well, who is this guy?
Yeah.
You know, like, we need to get this song. And so my career and growth has been very organic.
Right.
Which I feel I'm really lucky to have that. You know, I've never been signed to a label.
Gee.
Still independent.
Yeah.
Even this concert that I'm coming to do, Voice of Legends, is independently produced. Like, we're literally producing it myself.
Wow.
But I know that, you know, we're going to create a magical experience. I have a team of about 50 people are working on this whole production.
And do you manage everything by your own self?
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky I've got a big team behind me. But the vision for it in terms of the song selection, the way we perform it, the production design, making sure that we have a massive screen that we bring in. Whatever you see on screen complements the music that you hear, the dance routines.
Yes.
I'm actually in the dance routines as well.
Really?
And the public are very much a part of the event. So it's a real 360 entertainment experience.
Welcome back once again, Navin.
Thank you.
So are you supposed to do a live song for us?
A live song? I tell you what I'll do. I will sing a few lines for you of one of the classics that I'm going to sing on the night.
Woohoo.
From Voice of Legends.
Yes.
Because, as you know, this night I'm going to be paying tribute to all the greatest voices, the golden voices. So here's a few lines of one of my favorite songs by Muhammad Rafi Saab.
Kya baat hai, a little chalak of Voice of Legends, you know.
No pressure.
Aaj mausam bada बेमान है बड़ा बेमान है आज मौसम हो आज मौसम बड़ा बेमान है बड़ा बेमान है आज मौसम आने वाला कोई तूफान है कोई तूफान है आज मौसम
Wow.
A little taste of what to expect.
Is Mohammad Rafi one of your role models?
Absolutely. He's so versatile. I think as a singer, you know, he's done every type of song and so many and so much expression. So, like, these are I look at these guys and they are my teachers, really.
Wow.
You know, like I said, they're the legends that gave me my voice, hence the concert Voice of Legends.
Navin, I have too many more questions to ask you, but we are
fire away. Let's do it.
We're running out of time.
Okay.
But then when you say fire away, I'm going to start
rapid fire.
for you right now. So let me start. If you had a chance to meet one of these singers, what would have taken back from them? Mohammad Rafi,
his expression.
Michael Jackson.
His dance, Moonwalk.
Ustad Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan.
His power.
Kya baat hai. If you were not a singer, who would you be?
I would probably be a businessman. Probably investing in real estate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
One Bollywood dialogue that describes you.
I've never thought of this actually. This is a really interesting question.
You can say, Rishte mein hum tumhare baap lagte
hain. Ah, there you go. That would do.
But that's from my
side. Rishte mein hum tumhare baap lagte hain. That would do. That would do. That's a good one. Thanks.
Right. Which is that one song you would always wish you had sung it?
The one song I wish I had sung. There are so many actually, but I love O Mere Dil Ke Chain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be doing that on the night as well.
Will you? Oh, kya baat hai, kya baat hai. Which Bollywood actor would perfectly fit your voice if you're singing a playback song for them?
That's a great question. I think Aamir Khan.
Really?
Yeah, I think between Aamir Khan and the other person I'd really love to sing for, who I'm going to meet on Sunday and I get to sing, I'm going to share the stage with him, is Ranveer Singh. I think he's a great actor. I think we could, not the rap stuff,
yeah,
but the melodious stuff, I think it'd be really good.
Yeah. This or that, or A or O, you can say. Okay. Kumar Sanu ya Udit Narayan?
Udit Narayan.
Kya baat. So this could be a tough one for you.
Okay.
Shreya Ghoshal ya Sunidhi Chauhan?
Shreya Ghoshal.
Because you met her, isn't it? So, right. Romantic song ya party song?
Romantic song.
Right. Singing in a studio or live on stage?
Singing live on stage. It's a complete different experience altogether. It's amazing.
The power of music lies in dash dash dash.
The power of music lies in the emotion it conveys to the listener and making the listeners feel that emotion.
Gee, amazing. The one song which you would play on loop?
Billie Jean by Michael Jackson.
I would guess that. Actually, you know, even I love that song. I have a song which is in English. The lyrics says in English. You need to translate that song.
Oh my god!
It's actually a Bollywood song.
No way! All right.
Okay.
Wait, is it new or old?
It's give a very clue. Old song.
Okay, right. Come on.
When I see your rosy eyes, my heart became drunk.
Gulabi aankhe jo teri dekhi, sharabi ye dil ho gaya.
Is that it? Oh, yes, amazing. Yes, you're smart enough.
For
the rapid fire.
That was pretty rapid. We did all right.
Yes, yeah, nice.
Do I get a prize?
Yes, after the show.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Right. That was Navin Kundra live in the studio. And 21st of September, hamare saath Bradford mein honge. The Voice of Legend ke concert mein Regency Hall mein hoga. So, tickets book karna na bhulega. 0800-678-5418 is number pe call kar sakte hain. Nahi to website visit kar sakte hain. www.voiceoflegends.co.uk. Any final words?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that has supported me so far. This is the first time I'm bringing a concert to Bradford.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make you guys travel. I wanted to bring it right on your doorstep.
That's nice
and
of you.
I've put my heart and soul into this show, and I wanted to create an experience where you could come and it will make you laugh and sing and dance and cry. And really, it will connect you back to yourself. So I want you to enjoy it. It's a family event, so bring your parents or bring your kids, bring your brothers and sisters, your friends, like, come and enjoy an evening off. And you know, I promise you, you will not forget this night, because I've been lucky enough to perform it now for about 1,500 people across 3 different cities, and the reaction has been phenomenal. If you want to know more, please connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's at Navin Kundra everywhere, so follow me, and it would be an honor to welcome all of you on the 21st of September to my concert at Regency Hall.
That's it. Kya baat hai. Navin Kundra live in the studio hamare saath the. So thank you very much, Navin.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.